After more than 130 years, ancestral remains were welcomed back home to New Zealand. A traditional Māori welcome greeted them as they were carried into Te Papa, the National Museum in the capital, Wellington.
It's a great day because at long last, our ancestors have come home.
The remains, including skulls, are of indigenous Māori and Moriori. Most were taken by Austrian taxidermist and grave robber Andreas Reischeck between 1877 and 1889.
If we think about all the wrongdoings, it was not only Reischeck that everybody knows about, but very, very many other people who did it, not only anthropologists, but scientists in general.
Last week, a delegation from New Zealand travelled to Austria for the handover, which came after 77 years of negotiation between the two governments. A ceremony was held at the Museum of Natural History in Vienna, where the remains had been kept.
We deeply regret there is disrespectful and unjustified treatment of your ancestors. We cannot undo the past. What we can do, however, is to learn and change the present to enable us to join a common future.
In 2003, New Zealand began a program to repatriate skeletal remains. More than 600 have since been returned, but it's believed there are hundreds more still overseas.
You see that today, the emotion of how their ancestors were taken out and stolen out of graves, caves, wahitapu.
Wahitapu means a sacred place, and excerpts from Reischeck's diary show he knew that what he was doing was wrong. The latest remains will be kept at the National Museum while investigations continue into where their final resting place will be. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Tauranga, New Zealand.